explained that Be'etzim, the Matara of every year is Olam Hazeh, is one Groysa Milchama. The whole Yerid of Olam Hazeh is for a Milchama, and a person has to know Tachsisei HaMilchama. A person has to know that it's La Milchama Al Oyevecha. Everyone has his own specific Oyev. You know, the Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos, Ezu Gibor HaKoyvish Es Yitzroi. It's not a kunst that, you know, Yenez has a certain Nisoy, and in his Nisoy, you grab the Nisgaber, you have no problems with that. That's not the kunst. The kunst is to be Koyvish Es Yitzroi, not the Yetzer of Chaveroi. The Rambam in Hilchos Melachim, he talks about Tachsisei Milchama, he says, Shar for Lashonis, he's talking about a Milchama, a physical Milchama, but it's the same Nisoy, this farmer explaining. A person has to be Yosem Nafshe Bekapoi, a person has to be totally focused on the Milchama. The Nesivah Shalom writes, there's another Nekudah also, Be'emes, a chelik of the Tachsisei Milchama is to be on the offense, not on the defense. If you stay Azoy, you're waiting for the Oye, the Yetzer, or wherever the other side is, to be Leichem with you, then he's going to find you on your end of the Sdei HaKrav. And the Yesoid is Faker to be always alert and always offense on the offense. And then there's another ma'aser. A person thinks finally, when a son of Hashem alikecha biyadecha, and he thinks, okay, shana river the milchama. You should know it never ends. There's always new surprises. It never ends. And Rashi also says the milchemes harishus akosim medaber. Also explains the Nesivah Shalom. A chelik of the milchama, a chelik of the nesoyin is lav dafka on the black and white isur gomer heter gomer situation. Scenario. No, it's on the Divrei Rishus, on the gray areas. Over there also, there's a Bezundara, Mulchama Tamidi. The Chidor writes, Kiseiti la Mulchama wa Yivecho, is the Soifei Tevois or Holecho. And he says, it's going on the oil Shal Torah. Matoivu Oyalecha Yaakov means La Yomish Metecha Oil, it means the oil of Torah. And the person has to know to be Menatzeach and Mulchama. Whichever Mulchama we're talking about, whether it's Iran or iPhone or any kind of Mulchama we're dealing with, the Teretz to Beder, to Alim, Ma'arochas, to all the different Krav, is Kisei Tzila Mulchama Levecha, Soi Ketevis Oy Alechem, Et Koyech Ben Toira. On them Gekes Nisht. The Chassam Sofer writes here that a person has to be emes learn in the Tachsisei Mulchama, a person has to learn Gufa from the Yeter, from the Oyev. You could learn Oyfanim from the Oyev, how to be Loichim. And the Chassam Sofer tells in one Akuda, a lot of Svarim talk about it, but he tells it in the Etzem Parshia, that the same way when the Yetzer comes to you, he doesn't right away come with the grace of Averis. He comes, Hayoyim Emeleikach, Mochar Emeleikach, Aji Emeloi, Lech. Avoid Avoid the Zori. It's a process. Bidoimel is there, a person has to know, Agansiar and certainly Elul, that it goes a lot of times with small Kabbalahs, with a, you know, you don't jump spring a roof to the chapim malochim and the shemayim. There's a process that a person works on himself, stage after stage. The reason is the Bali Musa say a person going up steps, because he's creating the steps as he's going up. It's not, you can't jump an extra step. It's not there yet. Part of the process is you're building the staircase as well. You're building yourself. It's takachelik of that process. In the Varbit they used to say a muscle with a train. A person has to go from one place to another place, to a different yeshiva, to a chves, he's going somewhere by train, and he has a gewiss amount of money, a gewiss amount of yecholus to get onto the train, but if he's going to spend it on a first class ticket, he's not going to get all the way to the destination. He'll have to be sent off the train in Cheshvan, in Tashkent, whatever, I'm saying, wherever he is. It's only if he does it on a small level, but he pays for the third class ticket, but then he's taka able to go durch the ganze trip. A similar mashal from the Chofetz Chaim, he once met a group of Hasidim, and he was talking to them about the Indian of davening in Kippur Katan every Rosh Chodesh. And they told him that their Admar is not loyal to davening in Kippur Katan, so that's their minute, they don't. So he says, the Admar was Taka Reis Tzadik, and he said, you don't understand, your Admar is Nimshal to someone who paid for a ticket that has to get to a destination all the way to Yom Kippurim Zad, Yom Kippurim of all Eilatoyva, and he paid the ticket. He had enough money, enough koiches, enough yecholus, enough darga, that he paid for the ticket to get to that destination. Over after the Pshut Hayam is nimshal to the yeshiva bacher that didn't have enough money, so he has a few kopekes. He pays enough just to get to the next station. He goes off, he makes a few pnachas shnor, and it goes stage by stage. So you need the Yom Kippur cuttings at each. Actually, it's not enough. You have Kippurim Zad, Yom Kippurim Abol, and Lutay. You need Taka. You make Kippur Katan step by step. The Kabbalah Ketana has to be Pischuli Pesach Kechudesh El Nachat, and then the Rabbanim Shalom has Mashiach by the Aftach Lachem Kechudesh Kepischuli Shel Ulam. But it has to be Kechudesh El Nachat. It has to shtech. It has to hurt. It has to be Dorch and Dorch. And there's also Vederek Melitza. Dabar be'ita ima'atoyv, epis to do something. There's a difference. Epis. There's a difference between epis and ephes. Ephes means you did garnish. That's what Aaron Akuda. Garnish, you did ephes. What did you do for Elul Safar? Ephes. And then you can do epis. Epis. The difference between ephes and epis is the Nakuda and the pay. Epis and Akuda. Shoin epis. It's a shoin epis. And then we'll get the shoin from a halach. We know that the Gemara says, Dirshu Hashem be'imotzoi. The Gemara in Rosh Hashanah says is going on a seres make tshuva. Dirshu Hashem be'imotzoi. That's a Gemara. Over what's make the hemshach apostle kiru b'yosei karev? So that's a chamachlekes achroinim. The haflo in Panim Yafis in Parshas Achrei Mois, he writes that kiru b'yosei karev goes on yimei elu. And Dirshu Hashem be'imotzoi is on the asari yom, and the kiru b'yosei karev goes on yimei elu. So that's the haflo. The goyim in his pirush on the siddur says no, kiru b'yosei karev is going on yom kippur. Machloek is mamish kotze ala kotze basically, but the Aflo saying it's going on the whole process of the Arboim Yoim of Elul, and the Goyin says no, it's going on in Kippur, which on one end it's mamish astira from one end to the other end, but it's really taka one process, and everyone is lefi his madrega. You know, Yen is mincha in Shvat, and a rainy day in Shvat looks like Yen is Elul dike mincha, and Yen is Elul dike mincha looks like Yen is Neila. Everyone is lefi madregose, but that's the kiru b'yosei karev. Yadua that the Arboim Yoim from Elul till Yom Kippur, the Bnei Yisoschar writes, it's Arboim Yoim, it's connected to Arboim Yoim, and Moshe was Ola to get the Lucha Shnius, the third set of Arboim Yoim. But he writes the Bnei Yisoschar that the same way a mikveh has Arboim Saw, but besides Arboim Saw, a mikveh also is, there's 24 lugim in a saw, so there's 960 lug. And a mikveh that's even chaser lug achas, that's a nishke mikveh, nishke mikveh. Similarly, the Yemei Elul are also Arboim Yoim and 960 hours, 24 hours in a day. And you need the whole shleimus. Talk about the Samar Shchoydesh Elul. Over Kesei is the Machazif Zayin, that all 960 shois, the lugin of this mikveh, of this bear of Elul, Tenotzeroi is the right way. We're talking here about Melchoma, and Rabbi Soslanti used to say, Agansi or Elul, but Elul is Doch Elul. The tour in Hilchas Rosh Chodesh brings down that every one of the Chadoshim is connected a different Shevet. He brings from his brother, Rabbi Yehuda, the Makor is a Medrash, that the Sholish Regolim are connected Avram Yitzchak and Yaakov, Pesach is Avram, Yitzchak is Shavuos, Yankov, Nosu Sukoisa. We speak about this a lot in the Shurim. But the Shvatim, he says, is connected to Yud Beis Chodesh. And Rabbis, Dubar and the Achroin, and which Chodesh is Shaykh would shave it, there's various Shitas, different Malchim. Somehow this form always find Yosef is Shaykh, not every Shaykh, to every Chodesh, somehow. Yosef who Amashbir, they always find Yosef in the Chadoshim, it's another different Shitas. But a lot of this form go, the Chodesh Elul is God. God Gedud Yigudan, if we yogad Okeif, Melchomo. A Melchomo. Also, the Avnei HaChoshen are also parallels. Machlek is showing about it, they are parallel to the Shvatim. And the past is God is Achlomo. Achlom is the Evan of Milchama. Rabbi Nebuchadnezzar in Parshas Tetzaveh, when he talks about the school of each one of the Avnei HaChoshen, they all have the Avonim, they have Koiches, they have schools. It's a real Zav. He says the school of the Evan Achlom is that it's Mechazik Lev Shela Yerach Levovei Vamilchama. That's what we're talking about in the Parsha. Last week's Parsha, this was Parsha. Taksisei Milchama. Al Yerach Levavchem Shela Lefachei Shela Lipo Letoich Shetach HaOyev. That's the Evan of Achlom, that's Shevet God. That's Chodesh Elul. Go right to the parsha says, "He says l'machom alivecha unisani Hashem alikecha biyodecha v'shatisa shiva." The pasuk says that we're talking about the parsha b'fas toyar. The pasuk is madgish that first of all you totally won the war. Unisani Hashem alikecha biyodecha. So interesting. The Meshech Chochma says interesting pshat. Meshech Chochma says if you wouldn't totally win the war, that means there's captives on the other side also. When there's a war and there's captives on both sides, you have to make Hachlafat Shvuyim, wie sagt man? You transfer the...
Prisoner exchange.
You make the prisoner exchange. So then there wouldn't be Heter Rivas Torah. It's a Chiddush L'dinim. So there wouldn't be Heter Rivas Torah. The Tanai, Hechrechi, to the Heter Rivas Torah is in the Sonia Hashem Alekecha B'yadecha, that there's no Shevi on the other side. Then, and only then, is the Heter of Yifas Torah. The Netziv, that's the Meshach Chochmah's pshat. The Netziv says a different pshat. What's the Hadgosha? When a Sonia Hashem Alekecha B'yadecha, so he says, we mentioned that, it's the Rambam, we said before, the Rambam says that a chelik of tachsisi amulchama is that a person should be in ganzen tonen libel amulchama, the yishkach mi bono, the ishtoi. You have to totally be focused on the... So he says, you can't have fast toy either then. During the pool of the crab of the amulchama, it's not shaykh, so you have to be in final libel mi ishtecha, zichr kene moisif. That's the hadgosh of the pasuk. Can you do what we know that Chazal say, Rashi brings it, loy dibra toira ela keneged yetzahara. The emes, the whole het of Yifas Torah is like divra Torah elik neged yetzahara. Remember that the Chiddush Rim says, what's the pshat? If the Torah wouldn't have been matir it, if the Torah wouldn't have been matir it, and then it would be a davar osur, then the yetzahara would be misgavar on you even more, and then you wouldn't be ayin b'nisayin. Now that the Torah was matir, the avad is not you're supposed to do. Over pashat the darga of milchama, the zelu umazeh, how the yetzahara is loichem to you to do a davar osur. The Muhammad will be less. It was Dibra Torah can negate to her. It's interesting. There's an interesting pshato from the Sarsholmi Bells. Like Dibra Torah can negate Yitzhara. He says like this. The Gemara says in Menachos a story that Mendalit about a certain year that Rahman al-Islam was Nichshel in Averis. And at one time he went Bazunda to be Nichshel in Avera. And his tzitzis, he was taking off his begodim and his tzitzis smacked him in the face. And that was Ma'orim. To tshuva. What's interesting in the Gemara? So the Sarsholmi Bells, he says, we know that there are 32 tzitzis, right? 8 tzitzis on each corner, and 4 corners, arba kanfa, so there's 32 tzitzis. Now, Avada, if you learn the Sugya in Menachos and Shulchan Aruch and Tzimim Yudbeis, if you're missing some of the strings, a few of them, as long as most is still there, the Machlekesh, I mean, Tam and Ri, I'm not going to, you need a thing to diagram all the different options of the Shittis, but you should check that your tzitzis are good. But the Sarsholmi says, listen, the emes, the hearts from the mitzvah tzitzis, the leiv, that it's a protection, that it's for l'shesurach l'vavchem, really you have to have all 32 strings. L'chadchila l'chadchila, if you want the segula, the Gemara Menachos says that the tzitzis is going to be a segula, to be masli from chet. You can't have a b'di'evet like a tzitzis with half of them stripped that Rabbeinu Tam says is still kosher b'di'evet. No, you need the real thing. So he says, where's the remes for this? He says, loy dibra toira. Loy is 31. Loy dibra toira. The midarayt say yoytu with loy. 31 strings is also good. Ella connected to Sahara. Ella is 32. You want to have the segula that the tzitzis is going to help. That you need. That you can't be off the path to the halva b'diyeva. That has to be the real. Loi dibra Torah. The rice of 31 is enough. Over Ella, you want to have the segula of the 32. Then it's connected to Sahara. Then you'll have the segula of the Gemara Menachos. As I have gesagt, the Hilchos Hashalom Bells. The Gemara says Vayter is the parsha of Ben Tzayir Umayre. Pasuk says by Ben Soyer Umoire, V'chol Yisrael Yishmu V'yiro. Now, Be'emes, that Gemara Lom Zanis on Hebron, that is a special din of Hachroza. Hachroza, that when you're giving this person his misa, his punishment, you have to be machmer that everyone should know about it. And the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, that they test, that there are Be'emes 4 times in the Torah, these parashiyos taka, where there's a bezunder din of Hachroza. Ben Soyer Umoire, a Mesis, someone that's Mesis to Avodah Zarah, a Zokin Mamre, and Edom Zoyim. Edom Zoyim is Takash Tikkul Modna, because it's not Kasher Zomam, right? He was made someone's Machal Shabbos. The Machal Shabbos wasn't going to have a Charoza. And then you're giving him Kasher Zomam and you're doing a Charoza. So, the Achron and Rebbe can do it. Yeshli Yashir. But it's interesting, the Gemara in Sanhedrin makes a deal. By all these places, the Arabish is Tzrichem Achroza. Zokin Mamre, Edom Zoyim, Ben Soyer, Mesis, it says, V'chol Yisrael Yishmu V'yiro. But by Edom Zoyim, it says, V'han Sh'orim Yishmu V'yiro. The Gemara says because not everyone is kosher le'edus. They say it's ben soyer moira. Everyone's shayach to it. What do you mean? It's only taka if you're 13 years old and there's so many tnoim dafas. The parents are shavu v'chule. Yeah, but the message of ben soyer, not to be the zoyel of the soyve, to be mefirtzav, that's shayach to everyone. Over edim zoymin, if you're not kosher le'edus, it's not negay for you. So it says v'hanish orim yishmoviru. So I heard once murder der her. There's a famous shayach. There's a concept in the Gemara in Sanhedrin. That a person could say, Neman Olai Rosha, Neman Olai Roy Bokar. A person could say, I'm a Kabbalah myself. The two Bali Dvorim could agree, we're a Kabbalah ourselves that even though this person is Pasul Eidus, he should be Kashul Eidus. Neman Olai. Nechaku Harbi Shoyne, if Nemon Allah is only by Dini Momenis, because Nitin L'Mechila, or even by Nefoshis. And if there's a din of Nemon Allah, even by Nefoshis, then even more you can clear Nemon Allah, it's Mamish Eidus, or it's a Psanai din of Nemon Allah? If it's Mamish Adin Eidus, would there be Kasha Zoma? If two Rishoyim who are Nemon Allah Nix, that they were made on something because the Balivorim or the Nodoyim was masking to be Makabad Eidus, and then you find them Zoyimin, is he a real Eid when he gave the Parish of Kasha Zoma? Don't look what's the Everyone's a murder kasha. The Gemara says that the Adam Zoyman, it says only Bahanish Orim Yishmuriba. Not everyone. Why is up to Gemara? Because not everyone's royal Aedis. What do you mean not everyone's royal Aedis? Even if someone's possible Aedis, technically, potentially, it's possible that someone will say, Nemon Alai Ishpoimi, and then it'll be made. And if he's found Zoyman, it'll be Kasha Zoma. Well, given Araya, Achroinim that Nemon, that there's no parsha of Kasha Zoma on such a thing. It's not Yenidin Aedis. So, I heard that if she could be doicha like this, is a big yisoid. When a person has a hisoiris, this hachroz is a musa shmuz, yeah? When a person has a hisoiris, if he's not going to right away take this iris and plug it into something, then it's not going to last. It's not going to have ashpo. They're making hachroz in the second zoyim. You have yidus posel eidus. For him, that musa shmuz doesn't plug in it. It doesn't connect. I would even technically, maybe tomorrow someone will come to him and say, you kosher eidus for me, and then it'll be negay. Shem Tzushpet. That Yenna Musashim is not gonna have with him. Del Tzud is a famous Maisa, I think in Volozhin. It was a Bacher, it was Taka Big Baki in all the Toysin, Big Talmud Chacham. And there was episode of Vikuach that we eating, and there was episode of Vikuach about where certain Tois is, and he said where it is, and it was Nisbar that he was off by about Blat. And he had a tremendous Halisha Sadas, he was middle of eating a Suda, he was already trying to Chosh of a. But he was wrong about the Makar, he got very, very frustrated about it. He ran back to the Bismedrish and he learned that some other for 7 years. There's a whole mice thing, and then he grew up to be. So I forgot one of the Gedolim said on him, he says he walked out of the place where he was eating without benching. He says, this is Zichanish Gereft. But I'm telling you, if he would have benched first, Barnish Wolf could live from the Dachaf that it had to be directly connected to the time when he had the Cyrus, as Wolf Givengi Paschkitcher. It has to be direct. Then Sayyidina Mayra, the Gemara says, Nidan al Shem Soifoi. Rashi brings it to Gemara Sanhedrin, Soifoi Melastim Habriyas Vahargon. So he's Nidan al Shem Soifoi. So Frektim Aril Diskin, you're telling me that the Ben Sayyidina Mayra is getting killed al Shem Soifoi. What Einish Misa are you giving him? Skila. Right? Why Skila? If the reason you're killing him is because Soifoi to be Melastim as Habriyas Vahargon, he's going to be a robber, a highway robber, a bandit, and he's going to kill people. Reitzeach is besayif. Reitzeach gets saif. Herod. Why skill? The skill is more common. Why are you giving him skill? You're saying you're killing him because saif will last him as a breeze. As I fracked him around this thing. Truly this. So he says a few truths. And one teretz he says, you think this Ben Sayyidina Moira is only going to be a Reitzeach? He's going to be a Machal Shabbos, which is skill. And he's going to be a Rabbi Zorah, which is skill. He's going to do plenty of things like it. Now, as all those things, you wouldn't have killed him yet. Wait till he does the other. Hoyel v'soifei will last him as a brias because he's a menace to the public. He's a danger to the public. You have to get rid of him in advance. That's what the Sif Davis is saying. So the reason they're getting rid of him in advance is because he's going to be a Ritzeach. But this fact that we're being Meineir because of Ritzeach, so now we're coming to kill him because of all the various things we're going to do. Hashem Soifei. Hashem Soifei is and it's going like the Ma'adam or Skila Chamur because it's Rav Shimon al-Sreifei Chamur. Another pshat, he says a chiddush to Meral Diskin. He says, Be'etzim, he says, there would be a Muslim. He says a chiddush. If let's say there was a mass murderer, someone killed a lot of people. He's about the din is he's chayiv herek, saif. Because for the first tzichah already, he's chayiv saif. And then he's about ptola. The fact that he killed dozens of people doesn't change the status that he's already chayiv misis, saif. He says, but lu yitzir yavot given shayiv, that you're going to daven on all the tzichahs to zamen. He says, a mass murderer, come to my erger oyish, come to skila. Come to skila. He says, the pshat is when the Ben Soir is being nidden al-Shem Soifoi, he's not a Barakatoli yet, he's being nidden al-Shem Soifoi for all the Soifoi l'lastim as Abriyas v'l'horgan. That matzav of Soifoi l'lastim as kol Abriyas v'l'horgan, that collectively is kumtum skila. So another pshat that he says. The Maisa Rashi brings this lotion that Soifoi l'lastim as Abriyas mevakish limuda, he's going to look, he's used to all these gishmaka things that he's eating, so he's going to eventually right? Mevakish limudah. He's going to be looking for wine or what he wants. Mamele is going to kill people. Oh, but it's a murder to Gazachi. Look at the Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi in Sanhedrin, Perpen Seder. Yerushalmi says a very similar to Lashon Rashi, but listen to the words, it's something totally different. Safa HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shesoyv Zeh Osad Legamer Nechzei Ova V'Ima. He's going to finish all his parents' money. V'yoshev Leib Prashas Drochem. And he's going to sit on the roads and he's going to be a highway robber. U'makapach HaSabris, he's going to steal for them. V'hoyrig HaSanafoshes. And he's going to be killing people. And then when I finish, listen to the worst thing. V'soyfoy L'shakech Es Talmudah. He's going to forget. He's going to forget in a chedi. That's at the end. That's at the end of the murder. And again, Rashi says different. Rashi says, Soifoy Mevakech Limudah. He's going to be looking, not for his Baba Kama, he's going to be looking for the things he's used to. Right, he's used to all these geshmaka things, right? Like the Shagazari once said, pshat, that on Purim he's supposed to drink yosef milimuda, more than you learned. He didn't learn that much that year, after drinking, I was like, yosef milimuda. Yeah. But here, in the Yerushalmi state, the under Zach. Yerushalmi state, mekapech es abriyas, hoyerges en afoshes, and rachmona mitzlon, mishakech es talmudoi. State of old nishgeven, the mishakech es talmudoi, he's already ritzeh. A bandit, he's a... Oh, but the mo'er shabob machzir lemotiv. The mo'er shabob would be maximum the mutav epis volta gedenkt. Volta gedenkt, there's a besundere mishakech talmudai. Stay back in the parsha. Maike. I'll also give him Maike. It's a kress. He's in the bar. He's chodesh masisa Maike like a gecho. The Gemara Kedushin of Lamedalit says that mitzvah's essay, Shazman Groma, not Shema Potter, the whole Yafusa. Mitzvah's essay, that's not Zman Groma, that's not Sai Begoyim, Sai Belayla, Sai Shabbos, Sai Yoncho, that's Vlad Zman Groma. Zman Groma means it's only the day, only by night, only Shabbos, only weekday, only on a certain Yomtif, on a certain Tarich, on a certain date. What's the Dugma? The Gemara was a few Dugmois, Sitzes Lulu Shoifer, Tfilin, things that are not Noig, only on a certain Zman. One of the Dugmois that the Gemara brings, that a mitzvah that's not noig only bezman mesuyim and different noshim achayiv is Maike. Fact Rabbi Kiveger, fact the Shara Melech, the Marit, Asach Achroinim. You can't build the Maike on Shabbos. You can't build the Maike on Shabbos. So it should be considered as man grom. So mitzvah says it's a man grom. It's only bachol. Why is like the man of alive was man tefillin? Bachol is like the man of alive was man tefillin or tzitzis man. Alive was man tefillin. So why is tefillin as man grom? Because I'm not making Shabbos. Not making Shabbos. So it's as man grom. So Micah also was not knowing on Shabbos. He can't build the Micah on Shabbos. As I fret, Sachach Roinim. So the answer with a famous Yisoy, it's called the Achroinim, they use the Sprach, Arya de Reveale, which means, we'll say it, in the, this is the Nusach we use, Hilchus Micah doesn't say, don't build me on Shabbos. Hilchus Micah says, build me all 7 days, 24-7. Hilchus Shabbos says, don't build me on Shabbos. Oh, but Micah doesn't say don't build me a Shabbos. Tefillin says not on Shabbos. There's a pasuk. There's the Alfusik. Marma Nachas. Tefillin is not on Shabbos. Kiddush is only on Shabbos, not during the week. But it's an exception. But Micah doesn't say don't build me on Shabbos. That's the Yisoid that the Achronim use. Another teretz you could say that maybe Micah, you could maybe build. First of all, maybe the mitzvah of Micah is to have the Micah, not to build it, and that's even on Shabbos. I mean, you're not. Maybe it's only a hechsher mitzvah to building it, but the etzem Micah is maybe not. Shenocha teretz. I saw on this forum. It says Vasisa Micah legagecha. Micah, mem ayin kuf hey. Micah is Rosh Tevis hirhurei aveira koshem me aveira. Person has to make a Micah for his gag, for his head. Especially nowadays, we can understand what things can go into a person's head. No one else knows what's going on over there. But a person has to know, he has to make a mic, he has to make a shmir of what goes in, what comes out. Vasisa Maike legagecha. Oh, so Donoch HaSugya, Baal Ta'acher. Baal Ta'acher. Pack the parsha. Kisi the nedel Hashem alekecha lo yisa'achar l'shalmoy. It's a famous Gemara in Rosh Hashanah. The Gemara says that the Gemara learns out. It's a machlokes tanaim, but the Gemara learns out that a person is over about ta'achar if he made a neder to bring a carbon and he doesn't bring it within 3 regalim. It's machlokes tanaim, 2 regalim, 3 regalim. Rav Shimon ben Yochai says, "Dafke three regolim kesidron," meaning he has to go through a Pesach, Shavuos, and a Sukkos. If you made a neder to bring a carbon after Pesach, or even Cholamoid Pesach, you're not going to be ever until it goes through Shavuos, Sukkos, Pesach, Shavuos, Sukkos. You need to go through the full three regolim. As I state over there in the Gemara. The Gemara then says, in Rosh Hashanah, it gives a whole list of things. It says, anyone that's neider to bring an oila, shlomim, achatas, a bechar, leket, shekhapay, it's duck, a whole Rishima, the kulam, oiver, the balta acher, gimel regal. Fregan Alam Yishoyin, the Gemara itself says, in Rosh Hashanah, two blot later, Omer Rava, by tzedakah, you're oiver balta acher right away. Tzedakah, first made a neder to give tzedakah, you're oiver balta acher right away. That's a fregan Alam Yishoyin. So the Marshal Taisus over there says, tzedakah, if there's a niyim standing right in front of you, then you're over right away. But in Rechanami, if there's no niyim, it's not kaini niyim, then it's three regal. As I look places, I saw in the Ran, listen carefully, the Ran says a different terrace. The Ran says, no, by tzedakah, there's nothing to do with gimel regal. Tzedakah, always, no matter what, you're over about tacha right away. So what does the Brisa mean? Oyel, shlomim, chavis, pesach, leka, chikra, pei, tzedakah, whole rishim, a bachar, v'kulan, over the gimel regal. It's up the Ran, not all them gimel regal. Gimel regal is the maximum. And by most things, like karbonus, the shear is gimel regal. But in a chanami, tzedakah is taka right away. Tzedakah, there's no shear of gimel regal. You're over about to akar by tzedakah right away. Always. Either Brisa puts it the 16 things on the list and it says gimel regal is a max. It's the chiddush of the Ran. Because I want to say, moir de gezach. On that list of many things that's over about to akar, one of the things is korban pesach. It says over there, oil of chamidam, pesach. Frek the gemara, listen carefully. Frek the gemara in Rosh Hashanah. Pesach is gimel regal about to akar. Pesach is only on Yud Daled Nisan. Once it's Erev Pesach is over, you can't bring a carbon Pesach, and you can't bring it the next year. It has to be 1 year old. Keves Ben Shona. So, Frek the Gemara, Pesach is Baal Ta'acher? What's the Kasha? What does the Gemara mean? When you should be over Baal Ta'acher? Most of the Shoyin learn the Kasha is by Pesach. You should be over Baal Ta'acher right away. You should be over Baal Ta'acher right away. So the Gemara answers, it's not talking about a Pesach, it's talking about a Shlomim, a Pesach that turned into a Shlomim, the whole thing. But that was the Gemara's Kasha. That's a Rashi. Twice as most of Shalom. You should be able to bow tachar right away. So in the Turei Evin says no. He says different Shalom Gemara. He says bow tachar means to delay. But if you totally were mevatel the mitzvah, that's not bow tachar. It's worse, but it's not tachar. You didn't delay. You just didn't do it. Well, the mashal bal tigra is the thing. If you do part of it, you do a mitzvah with less. So some achronim want to say if you don't do a mitzvah at all, it's also bal tigra. Say no, that's not bal tigra. It's something else. It's a bit less. It's not bal tigra. It has to be, because otherwise every bit of less, you only have to spend a fifth of your money for a lab. You have to spend all your money. What do you mean? For every bit of less, you should have to spend all your money because you're being going about Tigra. There it says, no, it's not about Tigra. It's a bit of less. What I want to see, I found the Chayret. It's a Chiddush of the Turei Evin, and that's the Pshat, that the Gemara's Kasha was by Karban Pesach, you shouldn't be about Tachar at all. The Ran has to learn like that. It's the idea. Since the Ran says that Tzedaka Yataka, I'm about Tachar right away. It's on the list. Not everything on the list is Gemara Regal. The maximum is Gemara Regal. So maybe Pesach also. Pesach is that you're over right away. Why is it worse than Tzedakah? Must be the Ran has to learn that the Gemara's Kasha was different. The Gemara's Kasha was, by Pesach, he shouldn't be ever about to afford all. Pesach shouldn't be ever about to afford all. You have the Parsha of Gittin and Kedushin Oichet in the Parsha. The Pesach says like this. You have everything. Kedushin, Yevomis, Makis. All the Alam Sechas. Shana Rishoyin, Eichetatsu. A person gets married, the Loisim Sechem Be'enah, he gets divorced, the Yotzim Ibeisah, she marries somebody else, and then there's Machshav Rishos, the Yuchel Baila Rishon Lakachta. The Yerushalmi in the end of Masechta Gittin asks an interesting kasha. The Pnei Yeshua also asks the kasha. Yerushalmi is a kasha. There's a special aveira that if a person divorced his wife and she gets married to someone else, he's not allowed to take her back. Mazik Rushasa! There's also within a Koyan. A Koyan can't marry a Grusha. Frekti Yerushalmi, the last Mishnah in Gittin has a machlaikis kanoim. What's the grounds for divorce? What you're supposed to divorce your wife? What does it say? What does it say in Gittin? Gittin daf tzadi. The Shammai says, "Lo yigarish adam es ishtoi ella im kein matzav advar erva." The Silo says, "Afilu higdicha tavshiloi." Rabbi Kiva, "Afilu matzav cheres no himen." But the Shammai says, Lo yigarash odom esishtei el in ken matzabar ervas dover. If it was matzabar ervas dover, so she's a soita. If she's a matzabar ervas dover, she's a zayna. So if a person divorced his wife, and like Beis Shammai, that's the only way to divorce a wife. So she's anyways also to a kohen. She's a zayna. She's anyways also a baila, because a soita that was nizana kachas baila can't go back to that husband. So why do I need a din of matzah grusha? So why do I need a din of kohen also grusha? Look, Beis Shammai, that the only siba, the only grounds for divorce is gerushin because of erbas davar. So you're anyways also to a kohen als Zoyna, and you're anyways also lahachzer grushosoy al soita. As I frakti Yerushalmi, so Yerushalmi says laver ala balav. First day tzich, you could also answer b'diavad avad like Yerushalmi. The guy does divorce his wife not on those grounds. It's chal the gerushin. Others say that Yerushalmi only means you can't divorce her bal korcha only for that reason. But if they mutually agree to get divorced, that wasn't the issue b'chlal. So that could be the case. Where some say gerushin and erusin is b'chlal not negay to Yerushalmi. But still, then anyone agrees. That you could even do it's balkarcha. So it's mishkachas. But it's interesting, my side. So once Rabbi Kiveger, he says a teretz, he says a different teretz. He says, you know what the case could be? The case could be that she was accused of erev hasdavar, so he divorced her. But then the Eidim were found zayman. The Eidim were found zayman. There's a Rabbi Kiveger. Maybe that could be the case. Meaning he's going steadfast with the question. Like Beis Shammai, no sticks, no tricks. There's no way to get divorced unless it was because of matzav erev hasdavar. If the only way to get divorced is matzav erev hasdavar, so she's anyways going to be usher to the kohen. She's anyways going to be usher to al zoyna, and she's anyways going to be. Meaning, why did Tarfi mechadish alav of grusha lekohen? Why did Tarfi mechadish alav of matzav grushasik? She's anyways usher to the kohen al zoyna. She's anyways usher to the baal al soita. No, the case is the Eidim were found zoyna, and after he divorced her, taka on grounds of Beis Shammai that she was found mezana. The Eidim zoyna. Asay zekrabi kivega. Said the Chassam Sofer, Kveger's son-in-law, Zivik Sheni, right? He asked him, it's not true. He says, because what does the Pasuk say here? That he divorces his wife and she marries someone else. And the Pasuk says the second husband dies. And the Gemara says, why does the second husband die? Sukumtem, because why did he marry someone like that did znos? He deserves to be punished. What deserves to be punished? In the end, he didn't do anything wrong. Because it was found Zayman and she wasn't Mizan. So why? How could he suggest that the Pshat and the Pasuk, when we're talking about Grusha, where on damaged state came out of Erev's dog, is a case that it was found Zayman, then what did he do wrong? So, what did Rabbi Kiveger hold? Rabbi Kiveger, he did something wrong because he didn't know they were found Zayman afterwards. He thought he was doing something wrong. The second husband thought he was doing something wrong. The second husband thought he's marrying someone who had been Mizan. She knows the truth. It was found Zayman, so she knows the truth that she didn't do anything wrong. Yeah, but he doesn't, so she's being machshel him. Right? She's being machshel him. And doing the Aveira of thinking he's marrying someone who had done Znos, right? Rav Shlomo Zalman says that if a Hilchas Yichud, if it's Baila Be'ir, and an Isha has a Heter, when it's Baila Be'ir, she could be Misyachet for a few minutes, whatever, with someone, and Yen is not such a Frumach, so he doesn't really care. Zakr Shlomo Zalman, she has to tell him, you should know it's Baila Be'ir, because if she doesn't tell him that, then she's being Machshel him in the Fnei Iver of Shgoga of Isser Yichud. Because he doesn't think, right? No. So you have to know, maybe that's a machlokes, Rabbi Kiveger and the Chassam Sofer. Oiches da suge loy sachvol beged almono. So the din is, you're not allowed to take a mashkin from an almono. So the Gemara says in Mamatiyat, it's a machlokes tanoim. Rav Shimon was Dairish time of the Kro, and he said it's dafka by an almono who's an oni. Because when you're going to take the mashkin from her, you're going to have to return it at night. And she's an almona, and it's not sidipas. It's going to cause, people are going to talk about it. It's making a laz. Oh, but if it's almona ashira, so anyways, you're going to take the mashkin, and then you can keep it. You don't have to go every night and return it. Right? The chaf is, you take an almona from an amniya, you're going to have to return it every night. And Rabbi Yudas Chayla, he's not doing his time with the prophet. Shteitek zeir sakosav, leisach, we'll beg an almona. There's a law there, right? So don't take a mashkin from an almona. So it's interesting. I saw the mitzchin chas. Dafka almona, what about a grusha? Zeir sakosav, almona. What about a grusha? What about an aguna? She doesn't know if she's an almona. Mechsinah has a tzad, it's dafka almona. There's a kosev, almona, grushana. Revoka, so a girl, a poor girl who b'chalal never got married. And you want to take a mashka. Is there a laz? So the mechsinah has a tzad, no, dafka almona. So then he's specific, what about an aguna? Maybe your husband's dead. Maybe she's a, some of the rice l'chomer, maybe she's an almona. But on the other hand, you have cheskas eishas ish. You have cheskas eishas ish. And you have cheskas chai. You have to know, what would be the din of Suffolk Alman? But I b'chal, I didn't understand. According to Rav Shimon, he's Darish time of the Krah. That means, what's the reason of this Aver? We don't want to have a private meeting here between the Almana and the Malveh. And if the Almana is an Aniya, and you have to return the Mashkin every night, it's going to be prone to such a problem. No, what if I care? What if... Yeah, this is... What if the Almana... What if the Malveh is also a woman? What's the problem then? There's a lav that writes, this lav is only noy, I don't know, Mishnah has a condition that chavtes, all lav in Noshe Machai, chutz mi bal takev, bal tashas, bal tatam al mason. It doesn't say chutz mi loy sach bol beged almona. There's a lav for an isha to be mal money to an almona. What if that faker had a different one? What if, could an almona be a mal to a man? And there's a problem, loy sach bol, because she, the almona, is going to go to return the mashkin every time to the guy. That's also a problem. There's a lav that writes, mutter. Yeshli Harbe, it's late. I want to get to Yivam associate, but it's a whole new system. How do you work it out? What if she's the okay? We Maram is on a chelik of the shaylas. Yeah. Sadam is the Yivam stuff. The concept of lahokim laachiv shame. The brother died, so the other brother marries the isha, and somehow that's making the shame. Maybe you give the name of the dead brother to the summer shem saying. There's a shayla. What's the din if someone killed his brother? If someone kills his brother, is it a din of Yibam? He, Gufa, was the one that killed the brother. Is there still a din of Yibam? So I saw it. Justant, Achrayim Shtaltzu. It says, Vayeda Kayanis Ishtoi. It says, Vayeda Kayanis Ishtoi. You know, they fought about the different sisters that they were born with. And Vayeda Kayanis Ishtoi, so they want a kvet choice, Vayeda Kayanis Ishtoi. But not the other one. Meaning, after Hevel was killed, he didn't also take the other, he didn't do Yibam. Why? So there's even a diak in the Pasuk. It says they want to produce the world here, right? Vayeda Odom Oides Ishtoi. Odom went back and married Chava, why? And he brings another son, Shase. Why? The Pasuk continues, Kishosle Likim Zera Acher, Tachas Hevel, Ki Harogoi Kayin. What does the Pasuk mean, Tachas Hevel, Ki Harogoi Kayin? So I saw Murray the Gepshat. Tachas Hevel, why does Odom Arishan have to have another child? But Cain just do the Yibam. No, Adam has to have another child, Tachas Hevel. You know why? Ki harogoi Cain, because Cain grew for the one that killed Hevel. Cain ain't going to be the one that's going to do the Yibam. So Adam has to go now bring more children. But on the other hand, it's a murder de gezach. There's a klichemdo. Klichemdo, you have to have a cup. The klichemdo learns differently. Everyone knows there's a famous Gemara in Sanhedrin. The Gemara says in Sanhedrin, Mipnei maloi nosa Adam es bitoi. Why did Adam not marry his daughter? Right, Adam had three daughters and two sons. He had Cain, Evelyn, three girls that came with the most. And the Gemara, Pashat Pshat, the Gemara says, why didn't Adam marry those daughters? Pashat means all of them. Why didn't he marry all three of them? Why not? Anyway. So the Gemara, this is the Gemara, Mipnei Malei Nosa Adam is Peter. Why didn't Adam marry his own daughter? Kidei Sheyisa Cain Es Achoisek. So Cain should marry the sister. Shenemar Oilam Chesed Yibon. Now Pashat Pshat, the Gemara means, why did Adam not marry his daughter? And the Torah says, because Hashem rather that the brother should marry the sister, because Oilam Chesed Yibon, because in the Parsha of Arayis, by a sister, it says Chesed. And the world is supposed to be created through Chesed, that the brother marries a sister, not that the father marries the daughter. And that's Parsha Pshat in the Gemara. Why didn't Adam marry any of those three daughters? The Torah says, because the way the world is supposed to be created, Adam marries Chava, which is B'chlal not a sibling, Etzem Ne'atzomov, and then the creation of the world has to be through Korva, but it's specifically supposed to be through Arayis. But it's supposed to be through Chesed. Oilam Chesed Yibana, the brother with the sister. The Klichemda says a different shat. And he says like this. Mipnei maloi nosa Adam es bitoi. Why didn't Adam marry Hevel's wife after Hevel died? And the Torah says, Kidei sheyisa Kain es achoisek. So Kain should do Yibam. Okay, but even though he was the Reitzeach, that there still is Yibam on that brother. There's a few other eyes to that. I want to go on to one other Nakud that's very interesting. There's a big Nidin in the Rishonim already, and then the Paisim talk about it. And Shver Zatzal and the Hagois and the Miluyim on the Hagois of the Ritva has a whole simon on it. What's the din of a Yobam Mumur? What does it mean a Yobam Mumur? If the live brother, right, a brother died without kids, if the Yobam, the live brother, is a Mumur, he's a Rosha, he Shmadzich, became a Shaivitz, is there Yibam? So, it's a big shayla to Rishonim if there's Yibam. Now, if there's only one other brother and he's a Mumur, the question here is, meaning, do you say that there's no zik at all and the white and the yavama can go to shuk b'chlal, or should you be machmer and do a chalitza? But it gets more complex if there's two brothers, two other brothers, and one is a tzaddik and one is not. So then you have an issue. Maybe dafka the kosher one, the tzaddik one, should do the yibam or the chalitza, because it could be that the chalitz of the mumr won't even help when he gave the other brother. Now, Ayin Shem over there that he brings 11 reasons why or why not a mumr shouldn't be zaykik liyibam. The simplest ones is that maybe it's not called ach bechlav, or maybe it's not called ochav shahoya by lomay. It's a din by yivamis, it has to be ochav shahoya by lomay. He has to be in the oilam ha-yeshivas, he has to be in the oilam ha-toyra. No, what about fakir? What if the brother that died is also a mumr? Then maybe fakir, then the shidavki v'yibam with the mumr brother and not the other brother. Yeah. You have to know he has 9 other reasons over there, and he cheshman's nafiminis, v'chulei. I want to say over a story. There's a story with the Rogatchover. We'll end with this, a very interesting maisa though. The Rogatchover had a daughter who married a fellow by the name of Rav Sitron, who moved to Eretz Yisrael, and he was an Av Bezdin in Petach Tikva. This is in the 1920s or 1930s. And his daughter moved to Petach Tikva. He was a Rav here in Petach Tikva, which is a Moshav of Roshalmis. That's why they keep 40 minutes. He was Nifta young without children. And there was a Shaila now, what they should do. He left over 2 brothers. One brother was a Frumayid, but he was deep in Russia somewhere. They weren't able to get contact with him. And he had another brother who was living in Berlin, but he was totally fried. And the shaila is, what should they do now? She wants the husband died, she wants to start a life, she's young, a young almana. And the option of chalitza here is either from the mummer in Berlin, or the frum brother who they can't get to. Now, Lamaisa, there are more paskins on this case that you can't be soymach on chalitza's mummer. You have to get the chalitza from the kosher brother. It's again, it's a chalitza, but that's how the Ramallah Maisa paskins. There's written, this is printed. The Rogachev wrote a letter to the Rabbanim in Berlin, and he argues on the Ramah. And he says, no, you could use Chalitza's Mummer, and he's instructing them that the brother who's the Mummer should do the Chalitza. This is his daughter. That the brother who's the Mummer should do the Chalitza, because he's Chalik on the Ramah. And it's a Michtav. The Maisa that happened is that the brother who was the Mummer was not Maskin. And Rahman Aslan, in the end, Lamaisa, she never got Chalitza. She moved back to Europe, and she was killed in the Holocaust. But the Nakuda was that he wasn't maskin. When the Rogatchev heard that he wasn't maskin, he said, it's not the pshat that I'm chazer bi, not to be chalik on the Ramah. I went through the sugya and I'm chalik on the Ramah. But Vaisa says, you're not supposed to be chalik on the Ramah. Meaning, not that he had charata on Lashitasi in the learning of the sugya, but he said, it's a simon hashamayim, that's in the Kriknish of the Ramah. Shait.